Colorado's KQ, looking for the lowdown with Boz Skaggs. This is Jarvis. Let's get the lowdown on traffic situation. Are you ready for the weekend, Brandy?
Oh, I can't tell you how ready for the weekend I am. I just wish the whole week would be a weekend.
I like that. Let's work on Saturdays and Sundays and have Monday through Friday off.
That's right.
I'm going to present that. That's a great idea.
It's a little rainy outside right now, so you might find some wet spots on the highway. This traffic report is service of FX. Bernard with the KQ Traffic Watch.
You still get my attention with that curve straightening business. You've driven over
for you, Jarvis.
Oh, you sweetheart. You've driven over Independence Pass, haven't you? Or have you, over into Aspen?
You know, that's one way I have never been.
If they can straighten out some of those curves, then the hat's off to them, because, I mean, that is like major league curvy road.
I want to do that, and every time I want to, it's one thing or another.
No, keep your curves. Don't straighten.
Okay,
really, Brandon.
Okay, I will.
Attention teachers, parents, and children.
Paid for by Powers for the People.
It is time to give away a KQ Domino's lunch date for 8. So if you got your name registered, sent in through the fax lines, then listen up. What happens here? You jump on the phone as soon as if I call your name, call us back at the radio station here at 476-8244, and we'll send you out to lunch. Domino's lunch date for 8, and I've got an interesting entry here. This is Valerie Bowman, who works at a donut shop. And there you go. I mean, pizza and donuts. That's got to be a weekend kind of a lunch. Valerie, you've got 9 minutes and 53 seconds to call us at the radio station. 476-8244. Ah! We're going to keep that weekend state of mind music coming. Here's Glory Days, The Boss, Colorado's KQ. Hello, KQ.
This is Valerie Bowman.
Valerie Bowman?
Did I win the lunch date for 8?
You're our KQ lunch date for 8 winner. You made it just in time.
You're kidding. That's great.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, and with Daylight Donut, folks, I mean, that's where you work, right?
Yeah.
You're going to do pizza and donuts.
Pizza and donuts?
Well, I mean, are you? Sounds like some kind of...
I don't think I can eat both at the same time.
You don't? Well, I mean, you probably have your fill of donuts if you work there, right?
Yeah, but I'll bring donuts for everybody else. How's that?
What a gal. You already have your 7 pals picked for your lunch date for 8?
Well, I think I can do that rather quickly.
You probably can. All right. And what station gives you more stuff to win?
Well, of course, KQ. Slipping away,
sitting on a bed. Colorado's KQ makes you feel like letting your hair grow real long, wear some beads. The Fifth Dimension, that goes back to the movie Hair, Aquarius, the Age of Aquarius. And just out of curiosity, I whipped out the newspaper just to see what the horoscope is for Aquarius. If you're Aquarius, this just caught my attention. I think this is a chic outfit would help you feel confident today. And I tried to think of, now, what constitutes a chic outfit in the Colorado High Country, and I realized, well, today, if you're an Aquarius, wear a chic outfit, put on the clean pair of socks. That's in your horoscope, all right? For Aquarius, folks, a community service from KQ. 23 away from 1 o'clock, this is KD Lang. Colorado's KQ, I've got mine. That's Don Henley, and this is Jarvis Kaler. It's 23 away from 2 o'clock. Now, maybe you know some people who have interesting names. I went to high school with a girl whose last name was Kane, first name Candy. As a fellow named Sterling Silver. Yeah, really? First name Sterling, last name Silver. Well, this has got to take the cake. Over the weekend, there's a fellow whose last name is Boring. Yeah, Mr. Boring. And he got married over the weekend. This fellow found himself a girl whose first name is Truly. So she is now Mrs. Truly Boring. Like, can you imagine this? I mean, she's going to have some fun with this the rest of her life, but to be at a party and have to introduce yourself, I am Truly Boring. Oh, no, you're not. You don't look... Yes, really, I am Truly Boring.
This year's hit movie, The Lion King.
George, trying it again.
Is George Foreman, isn't he the boxer who used to do those Aqua Fresh, or is it Aqua Velva? You know, where the guy steps up to the mirror.
ah, thanks, I needed that. And he stepped up, and he's the one who made the commercial, and he gives himself a, just knocks himself right out. Pow! I needed that. I think it was George Foreman who did those commercials. Yeah.
He's an amazing story. I mean, at that age.
45 years old, come back and do some
better
boxing.
Better boxer now than he was 20 years ago or whatever.
Technically. However, one has to wonder about just, you know, I mean, the body does age.
Right.
So, speaking of physical endeavors, I'm feeling it today, Kyle.
You are.
Went and did the volleyball thing last night, finally.
Oh.
Yeah, I joined this volleyball team, and we were in a league, and I couldn't go to the first couple of games, so last night, go play volleyball. We lost. I mean, we lost every single game. We'll work on it, though.
Keep working.
While we're at it, it's at the Silverthorne Rec Center. Go upstairs to the weight room. Now, here's the way you do this, Kyle. See, I went up there with one of the girls off the team. So you get this real, I mean, I'm a sensitive new age guy, but I have to admit, it's nice to go to follow a woman while she's, provided she's not a hardcore weightlifting woman, you know. She puts it on 3 and does her rounds, and then I sit down and put it on 10. Say, stand back, little lady, I'll take over now. That's right, yes. I've got a little bit of a macho side in me, I confess, but see, the trouble is, thank goodness she doesn't see me today. I am sore. Back into the music. Thank you, Kyle. We'll talk to you again this time tomorrow. It's the Lunchbox. Here come the Rolling Stones and Colorado's KQ. Okay, put on your best Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back. The Beatles, Colorado's KQ. Fab 4, exactly 12 noon, KQMT Eagle. It's time for our midday news break. Kyle Troxel, who had quite a bit of a coffee this morning, is concerned. Got a bit of a headache there. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
A little headache, yeah. Not too much food. I just was tired. Had a little too much coffee.
I don't know,
had
Kyle.
Had this dizzy feeling. Maybe I'm, who knows?
Maybe it's a tumor. Let's do the midday news break with Kyle Troxel.
Yes, thank you, Jarvis. Local high schools took part in Red Ribbon Week. More tickets are sold. Well, people are really getting into the lotto craze in New York, as lottery tickets are selling at a rate of $5,000 a minute. The reason? The jackpot is up to $70 million. $70 million. It's the second largest jackpot in lotto history. Officials say there's a 1 in 13 million chance of winning. Jarvis.
1 in 13 million chance of winning,
yes.
70 million.
70. 7-0.
Dollars, okay.
I can't believe it.
I've got another statistic for you.
What's that?
I happen to know because I just told the story last hour. A millionaire passed away and gave $5.6 million to the U.S. government, wanting to help with the deficit. You know how long it takes the U.S. government to spend $5.5 million?
How long?
I happen to know. I figured it out.
It's interesting.
If you take the annual expenditure of the U.S. government, break it down into minutes, $5.5 million lasts 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Really?
His life savings spent in 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Well, I can spend $5 in 2.5.
You think? All right.
2 minutes and half seconds.
Now let's figure out how long it would take to spend $70 million. 5,000 tickets a minute are being sold.
That's right.
So they're spending $5,000 a minute. Oh, geez. I don't want to think about this stuff. It makes my head spin.
Especially when you're poor.
Yeah, really.
Have a good weekend, Jarvis.
How long does it take to make that much money? Anyway, thank you, Kyle. You have a good weekend yourself. It's 7 minutes past 12 o'clock. We're into the Lunchbox. I'll request our kick it off with the Human League. Colorado's KQ. Come on, baby, drive. Wish you could do that, you know, kind of reel in the years and stockpile them. That's Steely Dan, Colorado's KQ, and Jarvis Kaler with you. And time for our daily dose of brandy. Brandy just wasn't the same without you yesterday, don't you?
I know, but I had other things that I had to do. I'm sorry.
Well, all right, but you're back today, so.
I am back today, and, you know, I need my daily dose of you, too.
Oh, stop.
Well, things are looking pretty good on the roads right now. They're all dry. KQ traffic watch.
So Brandy, this is Halloween weekend. You're not going to do anything for Halloween weekend?
No.
You don't want to be somebody that you're not for a night?
I'm always someone I'm not.
Oh, I see. Well, you're not. Yeah, come on. You sang it for me earlier. Give us part of that. Do your impersonation.
I just gotta be me. That's why I don't sing.
That's what you need to do is go with Sammy Davis Jr. and do that.
Yeah, right.
I gotta be Sammy. I just gotta. All right. You have yourself a great weekend.
You too.